from the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah.
I just keep on dancing.
The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
This show, we talk about mental health a lot, something that Rob and I are very passionate about, and actually just creating awareness around it and realizing that it's okay not to be okay.
Yes.
Maar ons kan nie die hele tyd net self praat nie. We've got to get the experts in sometimes to actually break things down and give us other strategies and coping mechanisms and just tell us about how to make things a bit better. So Rufilwe Nyoni is here from Mindful Revolution, and she's going to speak to us about this very big concept called load shedding for the mind, which I'm trying to get my head around. Welcome to The Drive with Robin Roz, Rufilwe.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited, firstly, to be here, but also to unpack this very important topic around our mental health, or as I like to talk about, just call it rather, our mental wealth, right? We can all be wealth in our minds, but we have to work on it.
Yeah, absolutely, we do. And I mean, just existing at the moment is stressful. Existing as a South African right now feels a very difficult thing. When you said load shedding for the mind, immediately I was like, I get this. Tell us about the concept.
Well, firstly, the concept, I mean, just very briefly, I was so stressed trying to get here today because of traffic, because of load shedding. You know, when I was leaving home, it said 43 minutes. I thought, cool, I'll make it. And as I started getting into the car, the time started escalating,
yeah,
which obviously brought a lot of anxiety. So, you know, we know load shedding. There's no one in this country that cannot say that they understand the concept of load shedding. It frustrates us. It causes delays. It really changes our lives, and it changes us.
Yeah.
So many ways that we don't necessarily recognize. I think, you know, one of the things that we're not talking about is how load shedding actually affects our mental health. We are tired, we're impatient, and it's really difficult to, amidst all the other challenges that we're facing in life, to deal with this as well. So
yeah,
the concept of load shedding for the mind, you know, just like we understand power rationing in the electricity form of the word, there's also load shedding that we must also undergo to make sure that we don't reach a blackout. You know, there's so much that we deal with, stuff that is continuously piled on. And if we don't incrementally load shed some of the challenges, the things that we're facing on a daily basis, we'll also get blackouts.
Yeah, you mentioned the mental health impact that load shedding actually has. And I have a few friends who are women who live by themselves. And it's actually one of the ladies works in this building. And they were saying that just the additional pressure of not feeling safe in your home when your alarm doesn't work, your lights are on, and you are all by yourself. I mean, that adds another layer of just kind of anxiety and fear, which already are big emotions to have to deal with, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we live in a low trust society, you know. We're taught that danger is all around us. We see how the security industry has boomed because of it. You know, we're so we understand that security, and you know, we can't trust anything. And even small things like your gate not working, all of a sudden it has to be on manual where you had to press it before. Or small things like when you're in traffic and you're used to it being a four-way stop, so when the robot is green, you don't go anymore. You stop. And when the robot is red, you continue, you race ahead. Because even mentally, the impact that this has had on us are things that we're not necessarily recognizing. Mm. So just to take that pause, that recollection, you know, I say that awareness is the birthplace of possibilities. If we cultivate the awareness of how this is affecting us, we can really start to utilize ourselves in more skillful ways. And the impact maybe won't altogether, you know, be positive, but we can definitely remedy some of the challenges that we're facing.
I want to ask how, because this is one of those things where if you're not into mental health as a concept, right, I can say to you that, you know, the load shedding and so on, it's stressful, it's contributing to difficult mental health space, and people will go, oh no, my mental health is fine.
Yeah.
But on the whole, we're a little tenser, we're a little more irritated, we're a little bit more stressed. These are the things you're talking about. So how can we sort of approach ourselves and start doing the mindful load shedding that you're talking about?
You know, I like to say that mindfulness is not about sitting on a chair and breathing and doing a certain practices necessarily. Yes, there is that aspect to it.
It's a very loaded word for some people.
Yeah.
I mean, it's also a very complicated word, right? We say mindful, where you don't really want your mind to be full.
Yes,
want
your mind empty.
Yeah. So it definitely is a very loaded word. And I just think that it's very important to compartmentalize something in a way that you understand it, right? So for me, mindfulness isn't just about a breathing practice or stuff like that, but it's anything that you do intentionally. Mm. It's anything that you do when you're paying attention on purpose and being in the present moment. So anything can be load shedding of for the mind if we're doing it on purpose. For example, this conversation, we're sitting here, I'm not looking at my phone, I'm not attending to anything else. The stress that I would feel, the anxiety I would feel, is not necessarily there because I'm not engaging in anything other than this moment. When we speak to our loved ones, when we engage with our colleagues, we're often so distracted, which adds so much more stress. The multitasking aspect of it is very, very difficult. It's a challenge, right? So I think load shedding is also, you know, finding ways and spaces to, you know, unplug from the pressures of life, to be more present for the pleasures of life. There are things that we all enjoy doing. So small things like making the time to do something that you enjoy, or making the time to go for a walk if you know that it benefits you physically, emotionally, mentally. And I think the concept of mental health is a very challenging one. Mm. And even the word mindfulness, right? I mean, the brain is supposed to think it's what it does, just like we don't stop our liver or try to stop our lungs. You know, it's not about trying to stop the brain from it doing what it needs to do. But it really is about cultivating presence. The world is busy. Everything is rushing, you know, and the moments are so scarce that if we miss the moment, it might never come back. Of course, it never comes back. But there is so much that we're missing out on that we could just 5 minutes of just stillness.
Yeah, we've had so much feedback from people listening and saying that they really identify with all of these challenges that come with looking after our mental health. So practically, what can you do to load shed your mind?
Yeah, I mean, I think firstly, movement is very important, whatever that is for you. You know, whether you like running or taking a walk or yoga, short little mindful movements, some stretches are really amazing for, you know, offloading some of the stuff that we're carrying on our shoulders and in our lives and our hearts. I think another thing that's very important is, you know, journaling. Journaling is incredible. It's a way that we can process our emotions rather than protecting them, you know? I mean, there's so much stuff that happens in a day in our lives, so much stuff that we don't deal with. We don't have the time, we don't have the energy. But imagine if you just took like 5 minutes, whether at the beginning of the day or at the end of the day, just to journal, just to let things go, just to load shed some of the things that you're experiencing in your life. Another thing I would say, reward your resilience. Guys, we have been called to be resilient over and over and over again. It was the COVID-19 pandemic, and then it's load shedding amongst all the other things that we're having to concede with that are happening in our lives, personally, professionally, all of it. But how often do we celebrate ourselves? You know, how often do we say, well done, you know, today may not have been, you know, 100% amazing, but you've done this well, you've done this well. It's so easy for us to be hard on ourselves and to tap into that negativity bias. You know, you can do 10 amazing things and you'll remember none of those, but you'll remember the one thing that you did that wasn't great, that wasn't skillful, and you'll hold on to that. And even with the people that we relate with, right, in our relationships with our parents, with our children, with our colleagues, you know, even that negativity bias can easily creep in, and I'm something I'm very guilty of, you know. I won't remember the 10 amazing things that someone has done, but I'll remember that one thing that didn't work for me, that was, you know, that was annoying, and I'll hold on to it, and it causes so many issues that don't necessarily need to be there because you're focusing on this one thing that isn't that great when there's so many other things. And I think also just practicing gratitude, there's a lot to be grateful for, you know, and this is why I love the concept of mindfulness, you know, because for me it's really taught me awareness of small things like your breathing. You know, our breathing is essential to our life. It has to happen. But because it's a process that happens involuntarily, we don't necessarily think about it. But the way that we breathe can change how we feel and can also cause changes in our brain system. So breathing deeply is a very powerful practice, and you don't have to close your eyes whilst you're driving in traffic. You can take 3 deep breaths, 10 deep breaths. Again, these are not things that have to take very long, because let's face it, no one has has time and we're stuck in traffic for load shedding. So there's so many small things that we can do to benefit ourselves.
And if you're thinking this sounds very hippie, airy, fairy, Rafilwe comes from a place called Mindful Revolution. They've worked all over the world with businesses and companies and so on. And this is all sort of deeply rooted in neuroscience and research and all of those sorts of things. These aren't just like, oh, I've sucked my thumb and thought that breathing works. Breathing actually works.
It absolutely does, not just to keep us alive, but also to positively impact our brain, right? There's a concept called neuroplasticity. So just like our bodies change shape depending on what we feed it and what we do, how we exercise, etc., the same happens for our brain. Our brain changes shape depending on what we think and how we think. So the breathing practices, things that can slow down your brain process, right? Small practices that we call like for your emotions even, you know, name it to tame it. It's not just airy-fairy fluff stuff, kumbaya. It actually positively impacts the brain. It reduces the size of amygdala, which is the fear center part of the brain, and brings the prefrontal cortex more online, so our executive functions of the brain are more available for us so that we can reach higher brain capacities. And it's all about taking that significant pause.
Rafilwe, we've got so many questions and queries and interested people wanting to know, where can they get more information?
Absolutely. So we are on LinkedIn. You can find us. We are Mindful Revolution. Our website is also www.mindforevolution.io. And you can also contact us. I'll give my personal email address. It is refilwe@mindfulrevolution.io. That is refilwe@mindfulrevolution.io.
Rafilwe, it's been an absolute pleasure having you and just your insight and kind of breaking down what we can do to make ourselves feel better. It's really already helping me to feel better.
Yeah. Take a deep breath because it actually works. Rafilwe, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.
From the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah.
I just keep on dancing. The Drive with Rob and Roz, Jacaranda FM.